I hate everything.
Hello.
I also hate everything.
I'm a millennial who hates everything. Welcome to the Cubicorn
Woman.
There we got three white males in Lorraine.
Welcome to the Cubicorn Games Podcast.
I get a name.
Leaders in technical issues and gender.
Gender, race relations.
And gender relations. That's right. We're, again, three white men and a female coming to CBS.
Yeah, right. This is the
Monday
setup
night
for the sitcom.
And why? You're the comic relief. You're like Kramer.
Yeah, you live down the hall.
Yeah.
That's right.
You just burst
let's
in.
Let's knock out the introductions. I'm Dustin Morabito. Lorraine Morabito is here. Kyle McGrath is here. Phil McGrath is here. Wade McGrath is hovering in the background
powering
playing video games.
Us by candlelight.
As we all should.
Still.
My thighs hurt.
Yep. Shut up.
Keep pedaling.
If this goes off, so help me, I'm taking away your internet.
I would be taking away my internet.
I say, yeah, if he stops,
don't tell him.
He stops powering that
comically large plug in the wall that just
that
says
hamster wheel we all go down.
It actually goes
there's a big
to
button on the wall.
Mm-hmm. Wade, whose life is dedicated to manual labor, only now realizes that he has all the power.
The working man.
Anyway.
You're ruining the system.
That's right. I need more information to figure out how green Wade power is. Like, I'm not sure how much greenhouse gas is Little Debbie snack products.
Yeah, I was going to say, it probably depends on what Wade's eating.
To create.
I mean, so I bet it's more green than Fro Power.
Well. Lady, there's nothing green about that.
Coal is greener.
Brown
than
at best.
Oh my goodness.
Let's move along.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
There was a big announcement. We're going to talk about that.
Yeah,
I think
yeah,
for a hot second,
minute.
Lorraine wants to talk about something. So we'll let her talk about a game or two she's been playing.
Yeah.
And get to Nintendo's big thing. And then we'll make this a little brief because we've been doing other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Things have been going on.
Oh, but, yeah.
Lorraine, how are you doing? What do you want to share with the class?
Man, has it been a day. You know why. I'm not getting into it now. We can talk later or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Computers are hard, but
yeah,
everyone knows that.
It's true.
We're sorting it out.
Computers are magic,
basically.
Thank you for making them
teamwork
work.
Makes the dream work. but I've mentioned this, I think, on the last podcast we did with Brian and Jillian, and then on subsequent streaming weeks, I've been playing Dragon Quest Builders.
Woo!
On my Vita. It's fun. It's like kind of Minecraft light in the fact that it's like a voxel world, but like you're running around as a little actual like Akira Toriyama drawn person. You're
mm-hmm.
fighting slimes and other stuff.
Does it have more RPG elements to it than a Minecraft would then?
Sort of. There's more base building stuff to it because
mm-hmm.
you're like building up. Like each chapter is really different. There's like four of them. Like the first one, you're just kind of building a town. The second one, you're building like this basically like kind of sanitarium complex, like trying to cure like this plague that's on this land. And fourth is like you're rebuilding this just kind of like hideout for a bunch of basically like bodybuilders.
Cool.
And Soul. While also fending off just a lot more monsters.
So an LA Fitness.
Yes, basically. You build
accurate.
A first action, build a hot spring. And then go from there. And then the fourth one is you're rebuilding like the capital castle, and then you go fight the Dragon Lord or whatever. And then once you defeat or complete the first chapter, you unlock like this free-to-play mode, like not the free-to-play, just this free mode where like the main hub has no monsters.
Mm-hmm.
You can just kind of build, but you're still collecting the resources. And as you finish the chapters, you open portals to like those thematic areas where there are monsters, and you can collect different resources and just kind of like just build whatever the fuck you want.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a lot of fun. I actually platinumed the game yesterday.
That's your thing.
Yeah.
A little bit. It's only really been this year.
Mm-hmm.
I've platinumed like 5 games.
It's more. Was, I've probably played like 5 different video games this year, and I definitely did not platinum any of
it
them.
It was the Digimon game was the first one this year. Then there were 2 Lego games, which aren't like even a thing. They're super easy,
mm-hmm.
and they facilitate it by like just finishing, like, doing all the things in the game will do it, and there's not that many things, but they're still super fun, and I like them a lot.
Yeah.
And then there was, God damn it. What is it? I don't remember the name of the game now. Let's look it up. I had my Vita on me. because I wasn't sure what we were doing. I need to know now.
You platinumed No Man's Sky.
I did. That was after.
Why? That's a game that came out this year.
It was.
It's also a game that
Lost
left
Dimension
this year.
Is what I did. So it was Digimon Story, Cyber Sleuth, Lego Harry Potter 2, which is like 5 through 7-2, because it goes by
okay.
the movies.
Yeah.
Jurassic Lego World, which actually had all 4 of the movies in it.
Huh.
So Park 2, 3, and then World, which was a lot of fun.
New World has been confirmed.
Yes, World 2.
Yeah.
Then Dragon Quest Builders Lost Dimension. And then I think... Other than that, it was... then it was No Man's Sky, because I think I technically did Disney Infinity 3 last year.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's been... It's been a platinum year.
Have you ever played any of the Lego Dimensions games?
No, I actually haven't touched those.
I was curious if anybody here had.
Mm-mm.
Nope. Nah, I wouldn't try it.
But only because there's a massive upfront cost, because you're combining the cost of Legos with the cost of a video game.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Retail Legos are not cheap, dude.
Well, they are specific things, but they are a lot more expensive than, like, your Infinity figures or your Skylanders.
Right. Yeah.
But they are also still Legos, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm. So you can actually use them.
Yeah.
Right.
And they seem like, from the little I've seen of the gameplay, they play just like the Lego games.
Okay.
Which is, those are fun games.
They're fun, but they're not worth more than about $12
to me. Oh, no. I think I got both the Jurassic World and the Harry Potter game on sale anyway. Or like as gifts or something like that. So, I mean, there's much less upfront cost to buying one of those games than the Dimension
ones.
And they're still going on. So I guess they're doing okay, but...
Yeah, I saw the new wave or whatever just come
fucking
out.
Fucking Sonic's gonna be in them?
Really?
Yeah! Yeah. It's gonna be weird.
You know, Sonic was once my roommate.
Don't even start with that.
Look into his eyes.
No, you've gone too far.
You just take...
I just finished that game, like, literally yesterday. And honestly, I have also started playing the Sun and Moon demo.
I was going to ask if you tried that.
Yeah.
Yes.
How's that?
It's fine.
It's Pokemon.
Yeah.
It's Pokemon.
There's a lot of, like, weekly things that seem to be, like, planned for Sundays. Like, today was just...
Okay.
Today's was really dumb, because I went and talked to a girl, and she was like, oh, I'm meeting the guy who saved me, like, in X amount of days. The first time I saw him, okay, well, I'll come back today. It was a fucking Machamp, and they, like, went on a date, maybe?
Awesome.
It was weird. Like, I didn't see
Creepy.
It. Like, I just went and talked to her. She's like, oh, here he comes now. And then a Machamp walks up. They leave. I went into a building and came back. She's there. It's like, oh, the beach was beautiful. I'm like, what happened?
Fulfilling the dreams of a million weird DeviantArt artists.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't Gardevoir, though, so probably not.
Yeah, it's the ladies.
Yeah. And from
what... Machamp is a strong, independent man.
It can be a girl, though. I don't think
man and or woman.
I do not believe they're gender locked.
I believe
no, they're not.
But anyway,
we also what's the region? Hawaii. We also have a Hawaiian Doug Trio, right?
Yes.
No,
it's really something.
Oh man,
he's
gotta see
like,
this thing.
Beautiful golden hair.
It is amazing.
And little Diglett has just got like a little like kind of top knot almost.
Is his hair better or worse than Mega Ampharos?
Different.
I would say comparable to size.
I was going
to
say, the three of them together, the comparison made is that they look like Hanson.
Okay. Yeah,
they all have different hairstyles.
Yeah,
interesting.
Like, I was going to go like 80s hair metal, but that's sure.
It's real cute.
Just like,
I would love if it were like Teddy Ursa, where they always had a unique hairstyle.
Does it?
I wish it was that way.
Spinda.
Or Spinda, I'm sorry.
Okay. Teddy Ursa's
like
just a bear.
6.2 billion different versions of
combination
of Hanson
and
hair on your
like
Doug Trio.
But they were, they did have the entire Pokedex in that demo, and it has been data mined.
Yeah.
And I did, there's only 79.
79 new things?
New things. So now there's
Not including the new forms.
Yeah, no.
Right,
So now there's 800 Pokemon.
Even.
It's a good round number.
Yeah, I like it.
Because I now have, after the Volcanoid event and all, like, finally getting Manaphy, I have all 721 in my X version, or Y version.
It'll be perfect for about 2 more weeks.
Right.
Well, perfect for that game. And then I'm just going to, like, transfer. I'm going to bank them all, the ones I need to go into Sun to get the Shiny Charm, because I'm assuming that's how it's still going to work.
Okay.
And then just make that my new breeding game.
And I will play.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm still on the fence about Sun and Moon, and even leaning against it somewhat. Not because of any specific thing, but I think I'm Don't need another Pokemon.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
I've actually, like, I've mentioned before, the year off I needed, because I really burnt out on Gen 6.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't played in a long time. So.
But I did that specifically because I had played a lot. I played 300 hours of Y the first year.
You completed the Pokedex.
This may not be a fair reasoning, but I get my Pokemon fixed through Pokemon Showdown.
Fair enough.
I really enjoy that.
That's the part that you like.
Yeah,
which is,
right.
I like just kind of doing some of the weird stuff.
I wish that the actual game had some sort of version of that in it.
Oh,
I would buy
times,
it instantly.
Yes. A thousand
right.
times, yes.
I would support
be really
them that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I feel you. I understand
I just,
where you're
I don't,
coming from.
I don't
the closest
feel
thing
the grind
have.
Or the
I don't blame
greeting
you.
Or any of that. I just want to play Pokemon with the finished
I got you.
Things.
You know that even if they put something like that in the game, they would put a really butchered, neutered version of it where you couldn't choose, like, abilities
oh, I'm sure.
or certain moves.
It wouldn't be the customizable game
no.
that I wanted to
or,
be.
Or it would be 2v2 with Uber's legal.
Right. 3v3, 5-minute match.
Right, yeah.
But I did actually go and look at the leaked stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Litten turns into a boxer, so you know.
Yep.
Yep, firefighting is back, guys.
Yep.
Damn.
Firefighting is back.
Firefighting is
How
back.
How boring is that?
See, it's,
the
it's,
most.
It's bad on two fronts because I didn't want another ultimately firefighting starter, and I also didn't want another animal to become more anthropomorphic as
sure.
it achieved its final level.
Uh-huh.
So
I
was bummed it out.
I still
out twice
personally
by that.
Like
yeah,
Rowlet the best, but his other forms are fine. He looks kind of like Robin Hoodie because he's got like a little like
yeah.
hood on and he's all like kind of. I only saw a still. They didn't have
grass flying, right?
Yes, he stays grass flying
so
the entire time.
Bad. That's not a good
so
combination.
Cute.
Absolutely
I'm not
going to
use him in like a team, but I'm going to
yeah.
sure as hell use him for the game because he's
uh-huh.
adorable.
The
Popplio's looks more ladylike and weird.
I like the final form. Yeah, I think it looks
what's,
okay.
What's the type on the water?
That's what I was about
I
to
I honestly don't
might
know.
Might be pure water. I could try to find out.
I didn't
out.
Look. I
did
what I saw.
It might have been water psychic.
I don't think it is.
That'd be cool.
I honestly
is,
think
but...
it might just be just pure water. Because
yeah.
I don't think the second stage... None of the second stages had a dual typing except for Rowlet's.
Right.
Because he was already flying. And then I didn't show Dustin any of the other ones because he didn't want to see them. He's a purist or whatever.
Popplio himself is just water.
Yes,
and...
well, I knew that.
Whatever the final form.
I'm trying to find it.
Good luck.
I hope Popplio is... His final form is something interesting about it because there are so many pure water types.
Yeah,
it's hard
it
to
just
make
looks
them
it looks
unique.
So
boring. I think that's one of the things that maybe put me off this is that they're not even taking a single risk to the point where they won't even make
right.
something that isn't firefighting as the starter.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, they did last gen.
The stage two is also just water. I bet
okay.
the last one is.
I bet
just
it is.
Water,
yeah. Yeah, I would like to see... They're stepping away
Still
from
crazy.
Gyms, sort of. Although,
yeah.
in actuality, it ends up being pretty similar.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'd like to... I think that's the biggest reason I'm not that interested is the formula of Pokemon feels so old, and I just want to see
mm-hmm.
something wildly
they're
different, which is
do
not
going
to happen.
Yeah.
yeah. Although, the NX version, when it inevitably happens...
It's going to have to switch over.
Is going to, yeah, it's going to be very
well done,
weird.
Kyle.
I mean, I'm sorry. There's going to be a million... baseline T-ball setup puns for the Switch. Just get
uh-huh.
used to it. At least it's not the Wii.
When that
yeah.
happens, that might be the 3D console
yeah.
Pokemon game everyone's always wanted.
Yeah.
So and depending
have,
on how good the NX
they
is.
Are,
we'll get into that,
the,
I'm sure.
Sure.
The Switch, yeah, depending on how good the internet is on it, man, there could
yeah.
be some cool things.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
They have said they're going to make something.
Lorraine, do you have any other thoughts, or do you want to move on to the Switch? Because I won't take this away from you if you got still got other stuff you want to share about the demo or anything else.
How's the music?
I mean, there's hardly any different.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it sounds islandy. Like, I don't know what else.
I've been
Animal
really disappointed
Crossing.
With the music in the last couple of gens.
Yeah, me too.
There have been some good. I don't remember too much about like Diamond and Pearls.
Mm-hmm.
Most of that just kind of washes right.
Do you
over
know what me. I remember?
Yeah, yeah.
Crunchy, fucked up, 4-bit like,
Lavender Town.
That's right.
Yeah.
I was
Gross,
humming that to myself at
yeah.
work the other day.
Give
the
it to me.
Right. I definitely,
uh-huh.
I it will definitely surface those more in my subconscious. But there was a handful of songs
Doing
in
it.
5, and I think fewer in 6. That I still really liked, but
Team
yeah.
Plasma Battle.
There's some okay ones based
the
in there, sure.
Plasma Frigate, though, that's a really good song. It's their theme, but it's kind of slower and creepier. That's probably the one from,
uh-huh.
like,
I know we're
Black
trying to
move
this along,
2.
But has anyone else seen, Lorraine, you probably have the Pokemon Generations, I think it's called, on YouTube?
I've been watching all of them.
I haven't seen them all.
I haven't
I've
seen them.
So the last couple are really good.
Okay.
I
want to watch
Team
them.
Aqua one that
yeah.
just came out, that was kind of fucked
they
up,
they summon the Mega Kyogre, and it just... wrecks shit.
You see fucking Wingles getting pulled into a cyclone. It's like
brutal.
Whoa.
And a lot of people die at the end.
Yeah. Like, Kyogre.
Man.
He's gonna like, right. He's gonna just like eat him basically. He's also flying for some reason. I think that's
he's Omega.
I think that's accurate.
Maybe, I don't know. Kyogre. I played.
It wasn't in Gen 3.
Is it just like water that summons up, or is it
fucking like twisters and like gale forced winds?
Or
like
tidal waves.
We can watch it after. It's like 3 minutes.
Yeah, they're sure. They're worth watching.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those are neat. Liked the one with Lance where he's like the gold and silver one. That one was really neat. That was like the third one.
I just wanted to know.
The one where Gary or Red, Blue beats the Elite Four.
I think it's Blue and then Red shows up at the end.
Yeah, right. And it just basically runs right into where you see him in the game.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
I want to see
they're
that.
They're really neat.
They are really neat. I recommend them.
Nicely well animated, too. They get kind of, they're a little wonky at times, but it's just translation. Like
confirms that Giovanni is Silver's father.
Oh, that was already confirmed.
Super confirms it.
Super confirm.
Anyway.
Pokemon Generations is real fun. They're nice little blips of like weird random stuff.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Vignettes.
Yeah. Kind of wish they'd been doing it all year, but whatever.
I mean, you can only make so many of these things.
There's so much, though. Anyway.
Animation's not cheap.
Boo. That's right. It's not. I can attest
stuff
to that.
Stuff costs money.
And they got so many Pokebucks to throw around.
Pokebucks.
Oh, that's all they pay the animators.
Pokedollars.
Only so many animators to throw around.
And the game corner doesn't exist anymore.
Nope.
Voltorb
flips
flip.
And Voltorbs.
Man, I want that to be in.
God, I love.
They should sell that as like a mini game on the eShop.
I would buy it.
$4.
I'd spend a few dollars.
I played that so much.
Me too.
Voltorb Flip would be a really good phone game.
Yeah.
Like,
free to play. Free to play. You could play like 3 Voltorb Flips a day, or then give them $1 to play more Voltorb.
No.
Don't you even say that. Just let me pay like $2 for it.
I think I can see Satan in the window right now.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, is he here yet?
he's taking our ideas.
Oh, damn it. Anyway. Switch.
You ready?
I guess.
Ready to switch to the... Am I the only person who, when they announced that name, thought, like, child violence? Like, does anyone here...
Like, hit you with a switch?
Yeah. Like,
that does not immediately come to mind.
For some reason, that's, like, the thing that... I don't know.
It wasn't my... First reaction.
Definitely not.
Were you beat as a child?
No, but
you
it was
did
like
come from a southern family.
Yes, it was that. It was like my parents talking about their parents. Yeah. It was like, it was a lot of my mom just like, whenever the conversation would come up of like, you know, should you spank your kids? Should you not spank your kids? She's like, oh, my dad would do the like, go out and get me a switch, boy. No. Which is literally,
like
you
a
go to a tree, and break off a strand of it, and then they would smack the crap out of you with that stick.
I would just hear from my dad what my grandma used to say.
But as far as I know, it's
you
kind
within
of
an inch of your life.
It's more or less
it's faded out. Yeah, it's definitely faded out, and it's like particularly an American South thing.
As child abuse kind of fell out of fashion.
Yeah, thank goodness. Like,
children stopped working and didn't get beaten as much.
Child labor laws. My grandma being from Tennessee, like I think it was just like that was
definitely
part of
not
their...
the first thing that came to
the,
my mind.
The two things that I was looking for when they announced the name: one, was it going to borrow any of the established Nintendo brands or names? Were they going to call
glad
it?
Glad it didn't.
Super
yeah.
Wii.
I think,
Wii,
yeah,
that's
I think
Super
they
Nintendo.
Needed that.
The right
for
choice.
Sure.
And the second was it going to have a stupid name like a Wii or a Wii U,
sure.
Which aren't real words.
Right. Yeah, I actually like it.
Yeah,
totally, on those two fronts, I've accepted
it
as a name.
I think the name is fine. I'm saying
the
weird
GameCube
one.
Where I felt like I liked a Nintendo console name.
The GameCube was a little silly as a name.
Oh,
not
so
when
good.
I was 14.
Sure.
Why didn't they do Dolphin?
The Nintendo Dolphin?
The Nintendo Dolphin. Because
then people would have thought it's waterproof, like in this age of smartphones that you could put in the toilet.
Dustin,
and then...
are you saying it's not?
Well, I guess we'll have to find out.
Only one way to know for certain.
I'm not sure I want to buy it anymore.
I mean, I'm going to be carrying it around.
I mean, that trailer did not show anyone dropping it into a bathtub or a sink or a toilet.
I guess
so,
that's important.
But that would have been uncool. That's why. Only hip-coordinated people play the Switch.
I kind of wish they had shown one of the real-world use cases for that thing being undocked, which is like, take it out and then go into the bathroom and close the door behind
you. That would have been great, yeah. Because
all the like use cases they demonstrated in that trailer were just like, shit, no one is ever going to
do that. Yeah.
Just like,
we're going to take to a breakdance party.
Yeah, we're playing basketball and then we're going to stop and play NBA 2K17 for fucking 10 minutes on the court.
And then we'll physically feel better and then we'll play on the court again.
That's right. Or like, I'm a single white girl in my fucking... loft, and then like I see a garden party out the window, and take my
on the roof,
and take my Switch so we can all play Mario together, or like that stuff was bananas.
At least
like,
it's a little excessive. Car ride one that made sense.
Sure, yeah, I get to see
that. As someone who has had like we had these horrible fucking portable VCRs that had a little tiny like flip screen. We would connect the GameCube to that.
That's really
neat.
It had
the component ports and would play Animal Crossing in the car. But when the car turned off, the game turned off, so you had to save before.
Mom, don't turn the car off.
We would do it like on our way up and like home from up north or whatever. Yeah. But
you're not old enough to have played the original Game Boy in the car at night. You know, with the unlit green gray brick, holding it up to the window and hoping you pass by a lot.
I had a Game Boy Advance doing the same thing and a Game Boy Color, so
that was the day.
Different times, man.
That's gone. Probably for the best.
Oh,
yeah, a less civilized age.
I mean, if you want to relive that experience, just get an SP and turn the backlight off.
I still have my old Game Boy.
Well, there you go.
I have a good SP. When you turn the backlight off, it actually just sets the setting lower, but
yeah,
it still
can actually turn it on.
But yeah, for his like, ridiculous as a handful of their demonstration scenarios were, like, actually that was a pretty effective like 3 minutes. Like, that's exactly what this fucking thing is.
Right. Without getting too much into specifics, which they're probably not ready to talk about.
Yeah, no, I've read they're not really saying anything until next year.
And the actual presentation of that trailer, like the sort of like bells and whistles, I thought were good. Like the logo is good. The little animation that they have it do is clever. Like that's gonna play really well on TV ads and stuff.
Like, I mean,
the noise that they made is awesome. I hope it makes some audible click. Like it doesn't have to sound exactly like that. But if it doesn't make a noticeable like tink when you either connect those things or disconnect the controllers, it's gonna bum me out a little bit. Because it is in fact exactly what like the rumor said it was. It's a tablet with controllers that attach to it and can be detached. And
it's
then
the
you
console
you can either
portable hybrid.
Right, you can either play that on the go as the tablet, or when you get home, you can put it into a docking station and then it
play
becomes,
it on
like,
your
you play it on your
TV.
Television. Yeah,
I was impressed by the form of the docking station too. It looked really good, just thrown in there.
And
it's done it in a way that'll protect the screen.
Yeah, for sure. So it's just sitting there.
I had told Lorraine this just like after it was announced some other time this week that like it feels really sleek, like more so than I thought it would for like a like
Nintendo
products are always slightly toy-like,
right?
And this is like mostly just a tablet, like.
Yeah.
To so much so that like I was a little like I kind of wish it was a little more playful. Like I wish the buttons had colors and stuff like on the Xbox controller. Like that thing's just black.
But what if they have just like colored little controller things that you like to attach to it?
I'm still waiting for my orange Wii.
Yeah, man. Where's the
spice? Please,
spice.
Spice.
Such a shame.
Maybe there will be more colors at launch.
Probably not.
But it's possible.
Maybe that's how they get.
Maybe they'll charge $20 for a skin that you can put on your Switch.
I mean, someone will. If Nintendo doesn't do that,
somebody will fill that
someone's
void.
Someone's making stickers already.
Someone will fill that void. But yeah, and it's like it seems like a pretty well conceived thing in general. Because some of the other specific use cases they showed were it has those controllers like which is basically like two halves of a gamepad. Like each one has four buttons on it and a joystick.
The D-pad.
Well, so there's no D-pad. Yeah, that's the thing that's weird about it, that you have to watch the trailer twice to kind of, like... So the controllers are basically, like, symmetrical, like, but flipped so that the sticks on top on one and on the bottom on the other. But they contain hardware such that you can basically use them like two tiny, like, NES controller stand-ins. Like,
I wonder how much that'll get used, because that's really restrictive in terms of game design when you have two symmetrical button layouts like that.
I think very little. Like, it's a cool throwaway
it's a cool
thing.
Like,
it's a neat idea. But, yeah, especially because, like, as a grown man with grown man-sized hands, like, those things look microscopic.
Not a problem for me with my tiny little
If you were to play with just
hands.
One of those little things in your hand, like, they look really small. Like, if you freeze frame on some of those, like, that
no
one scene with the girl playing Mario on the roof or whatever, like, even in, like, female hands, those controllers
you can tell
small.
They were not big.
I don't know if that part's gonna work out.
It'll probably be fine when I have one hand on each one, but I don't think I'm gonna be able to put both hands on one.
I would be really interested. I would love to talk to the Nintendo engineer who decided to make that part of it, and like see what they thought was the use case for, because it's a little weird to me, having some time to stew over it, like really mull it over, mm-hmm. like that those controllers are detachable at all, because mm-hmm. they're selling. So there's three controller scenarios you can do with that thing. You can use the two little attached halves, and you can use those either while they're attached to the tablet, holding the tablet in your hands, or you can pull them off and then just have the tablet on a
kickstand. You can put the little thing of plastic in between to just make it a real controller.
Right, yeah. So you can, yeah, exactly. You can, and you can even use them free-floating. You can even do that. So, like, you can have them just, like, one hand each, like a Wii Remote Nunchuck situation.
With no motion controls, presumably.
but we don't know for certain. Yeah. I doubt it.
The only thing I have kind of heard is that it might actually have touch controls, but that I've also heard that might just be, like, menu specific, because mm-hmm. it's not.
They didn't have that at all in the trailer.
No, right. But like, there's a spec sheet going around apparently.
Yeah, I like that. Would be a waste of hardware to just design it for menu options.
Well, I bet it'll be. I bet it'll be a very interesting. Like, I bet it'll actually be more complicated than that. It'll be the kind of nitty gritty details that are buried in like design specifications that'll get leaked at some point, but it's like,
sure.
So they'll have like a spec for devs that goes out and it's like, these are the things you can and can't do, like things you must adhere to make mm-hmm. a Switch game, and I would think first on that list is all games must be able to be played without touch interface if it has a touch screen.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, you're going to dock
you
that thing.
Right, you
like,
can't
yeah.
have
that's
it on the screen.
That's why I'm thinking it's just menu stuff as opposed, because like, they're not doing dual screen technology mm-hmm. with this. It's just TV or the unit,
because mm-hmm. one of the outlets, I think it was Ars Technica, like they asked Nintendo for comment on, does this have a touchscreen, does it not?
Yeah,
and they just said, like, we're not talking about that. Like,
yeah.
Just
leave
wait.
Us alone,
right? So that
said
either
something isn't that enough.
I could totally believe that it
watch
doesn't
the
have
commercial.
It. I could totally believe that it does have it, and that's just like a like it's part of their marketing plan. Just
yeah.
like, all right, like 6 weeks out, then we talk about touch, whatever, and then mm-hmm. they'll have a whole different trailer that's like, here are the things where the touch
beep,
does
right.
work.
Boop, boop, beep.
And, you know, maybe that is, like, DS games are backwards compatible and it can do some of that. Maybe mm. there's a whole different class of... Because there were some other rumors, I guess, that involved that thing being able to play phone games.
Hmm.
Like, that maybe it could also do, like...
I wouldn't be surprised.
Like, stuff like that. So, like, the touchscreen doesn't do anything in your Zeldas and your Marios, mm. but, like, there maybe there's a version of fucking Candy Crush on there.
Thank goodness.
Like,
why not?
So, if you need that in your life,
no.
you got it.
Now I can leave my phone at home.
That's right.
I'm only taking Switch calls. I was going to say Wii U, then I was going to say NX.
Both wrong.
You got it.
I got there eventually.
Mm-hmm. So apparently it's not going to be backwards compatible, though, with anything.
I doubt it.
So it's not... It can't be
yes.
physically with anything.
Right.
Well, certain.
Yeah.
Well, it runs cartridges, right? The cartridge they showed was like a little 3DS cartridge almost.
I have read that it is not backwards compatible with 3DS.
Right,
they,
because
yeah,
it seemed like there were
dual
screens.
They specifically said no.
They went as far as to issue a statement that it wouldn't be backwards compatible with any physical media for old consoles, which, like... Wii U is a given because it doesn't have a disk drive,
right.
But apparently it won't work with 3DS cartridges either.
I'm not
sure. That
shocked.
Doesn't surprise
yeah,
me.
It's a little bit of a bummer, but
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But nah.
Yeah, and we'll see. And I wonder how much of their work for virtual console stuff will come over to that thing.
Yeah.
Like, are they gonna have to start from scratch again?
Oh man.
Right,
like
yeah.
we're starting from zero, and here's Super Mario World, and then 3 weeks from now, Super Metroid's available.
I'll lose my mind.
On the one hand, I hope they don't do that, but on the other hand, I can't see them just giving you the old games. Port them over from your Nintendo account onto
oh,
the Switch. I can't
that's
see that
so
happening.
What they should do.
You'll pay the $2 upgrade fee.
I don't. You might not be wrong. Like, in fact, you're probably right. But
I'm just. The only thing that gives me a little hope with that is the fact that they've redesigned
mm-hmm.
the connecting thing that is kind of controlling some of that with like the My Nintendo stuff.
But yeah, they're closer
and
to
the
a unified
fact that
account.
Both of them are linked now.
Mm-hmm. And they mentioned
Wii U, that like I.
They mentioned that specifically.
The Nintendo
which
Network
that's
ID,
the part,
like,
yeah.
just
that's the part where
do
it, might
it
be,
this time.
That's the part where it might actually come together.
Yeah,
because they yeah when they were first rolling that out, and this wasn't even a like named piece of hardware.
Oh, yeah.
They were like, yeah, we're building this service so that it'll unify mm-hmm. our future console endeavors
yeah.
with all this other stuff we've got going on. So. One would hope.
God, fingers crossed.
Presumably they'll have to come up with a whole new emulator for it anyway. So that amount of work will probably
yeah.
facilitate
mm-hmm. and
your money.
So if you want to get into the nitty-gritty of the hardware stuff too, so it does run, like I believe it'll be, if the rumors are actually true about what chips in there, it'll be like a current-gen NVIDIA Tegra chip,
mm-hmm.
which is like a powerful,
right.
On the powerful side ARM processor. So it's like a really good phone chip. Ugh. But I mean, at this point, that's good enough to run like 1080p games. Like, yeah, it's good enough to run modern just HD content.
Mm-hmm.
And I would bet, I wouldn't be surprised if some of those other rumors about the operating system were true too, because there were also people saying like months ago that it might just be like a very heavily modified skin of Android. Like, I could totally believe that that's true. And like, that we'll find out if any of that stuff's the case, but you know, people have already done due diligence to emulate stuff on Android, and I don't know that they necessarily like take part of, you know, weird open source projects or something.
I doubt
but
it.
The work certainly can be done.
But
so
the virtual console emulators for the Wii U were awful. So I'm hoping that they kind of take the next step and make it more
usable.
True to the actual game, accurate. Because the Nintendo Classic, or whatever they're calling that thing, actually gets it right.
So right.
They have all the different... I mean, I'm not too technically smart about these things, but I know it's more accurate to the actual
game as they originally ran.
Yeah.
Right?
So the common complaint is that all of the Wii U emulators had this weird shade on them.
Sure, I'll say, yeah, like,
they weren't emulating
color
right.
Or sound might be off, or like there might be weird like graphical glitches or timing issues or something.
Purists were not
like
that. Happy about it.
Yeah.
Everything was
dark.
If
you have to pay $8 for a Super Nintendo game, it should be pretty good.
All that stuff kind of
remains to be seen in terms of like the services side or stuff.
The
trying to think of other concrete hardware details. Yeah. They did, like Kyle said, there is, so in terms of the controllers you can attach, you can slot those into the weird like holder thing, and then those become like a controller you sit on the couch with. They're also selling a pro controller, which is literally just like a modern gamepad. Like it's got the two sticks in the right positions this time.
Yep.
Thank goodness.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
As opposed to like the two next to each other on the Wii U gamepads. So that's a way to interface with it.
And then just it as a like a, basically a Wii U gamepad.
Right.
Or those like
you can just
said,
play it
like
in your handheld or dock it or whatever.
Wii U nunchuck.
They did announce because there was some speculation about how some of the hardware would work relative to like the screen and the docking station. So the screen is 720p, which is like base HD, which is good enough for
especially compared to the 3DS.
And the Wii U, like the Wii U runs, the gamepad runs some weird jacked up like 900 by something.
Not quite HD.
Yeah, not quite HD resolution. So that'll be a welcome upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
And then apparently it'll run full 1080 on the TV. Mm-hmm. So it, I think there's because the other thing about the docking station is that there's no hardware in it.
It's just a dock with an
HDMI out. So,
I was wondering that.
Yeah, so it doesn't contain additional processing power. So there are people who are either thinking that
how is this thing portable?
I think the idea there are a couple of bad options.
Right.
The idea that about it being docked is that it probably just runs hotter.
Yeah.
Like because there are straight up fans on that thing, which most portable devices don't have.
Right.
Like iPads don't have them. Like your 3DS didn't have fans for cooling. The system was just designed such that it shouldn't run hot enough that like an active cooling solution would be required. So with the fans on that thing, people are wondering both like, well, what's the battery life going to be like when I'm just not plugged in and taking it around? And like, will those things even run? Because I wouldn't be surprised if they have it basically in like two power modes where.
Yeah.
If you're out, if you have it unplugged, like maybe it can run cool enough that like those wouldn't even need to kick on, and like your battery life will hopefully be okay. And then when you dock it, you know they'll probably crank that thing to full, and then like that stuff will be kicked on full blast, and you'll get your 1080p games. So like all that stuff, we'll have to see stuff physically running in person to like know for sure. But
I'm definitely worried about the battery life. I felt like even the 3DS was pushing it. On the low end, the
original 3DS definitely. They definitely got a lot better of it by the time the Lite came out.
What would your magic number be? Like, what's the number like where I would be satisfied or my expectations would be exceeded if I can play this for X number of hours before
plugging
it in?
Probably 6 hours. Like
the rumor I was hearing, and it might have even been based on some fact somebody said somewhere, it was 3 hours.
That's what I heard also.
I bet it'll be close to that.
Which is a little scary.
It's hard for it to be considered portable at 3 hours. Like I feel like if I just took
you're
it somewhere...
You're not taking that on a road trip.
Right, exactly.
And so the other thing, like, if you look at some of the documentation, like, when they put that video up on the Nintendo website, they specifically say this is the next home console platform coming from Nintendo.
That is what they're pushing
it as, like, a home solution that can be portable.
Right, and that was going to be my next question, is this phasing out the 3DS, or is there going to be a 4DS yet. Sometime? I mean, they probably are keeping the door open, I would imagine.
Yeah, I would assume this will be just like a... Like, when they announced the original DS, they were like, this isn't replacing the Game Boy until it did well, and then it replaced the Game Boy. So I bet this will be a similar, like, we're not replacing the 3DS line until either this does well enough that they can do that, or, you know, it does just okay, and maybe they don't replace the 3DS.
If the technology is as such where they can't be super portable, they'll never get more than a 3-hour battery life out of it, or whatever other issues it might present, so I can see them having another Game Boy, or another 3DS, to be specific.
Maybe a Game Boy.
Maybe bring back Game Boy, sure.
Sure, and I told Lorraine that I wouldn't be surprised if they keep the 3DS around for, like, a year or two anyway.
Yeah, I bet
Just in terms of having the install base is so massive. Yeah, and just in terms of having an entry-level device, because, like, I don't know what this thing's going to cost. That's another point of contention for me, kind of, to, like...
I heard it was going to be cheap, surprisingly.
To see like, how much this thing could take off. Yeah. But if it's, like, $200, $300, like, that's a lot harder to justify buying for a child than, like, you can get a 2DS for, like, $80 or something now.
Right, Black Friday, you could probably get that down to $60, $70 if you wanted to, with a game.
Sure. And that's the kind of, like, look, take it, like, if you lose it or break it, it's not the end of the world for kids. Yeah, like, I can live with that.
And especially, like, I know Dustin and I had talked about this, like, the way that commercial felt was not for children at all.
There were no kids in the commercial.
No, that was very much a, like,
hip college.
Late teens to, like, 40s or whatever, like, I mean.
That's right. You remember your NES? Remember your Super Nintendo? We got you.
So, I mean, like, maybe that's what this is. Maybe this is their just kind of, like, uptick, and then they keep, like...
Fuck you, kids!
Stuff like... Well, no, they keep stuff like the phone stuff. Like, I'm assuming, like, that's... They're going to start rolling more of that out.
Yeah, so that
maybe,
was the other... Yeah.
Maybe
that
that's their
argument.
Next big portable thing. Like, maybe after, like, the, like, 3DS and stuff, like, a few years out, and it's like, okay... We're shutting this down, like, gracefully. Not like the Vita, where they just literally killed it.
That was a good point that you made the other day, Lorraine. That
it becomes, like, their next big, like, for their smaller stuff. Like, this is
That
portable.
That this product isn't even the introduction to Nintendo products. Like, the introduction to Nintendo products is, like, our theme park attractions and, like, cartoons that we might put on TV and our cell phone games and just, like,
Amiibo.
Mario underwear.
Amiibo.
And Amiibo. Just like
there
the Nintendo brand
NFC
begins with just like the surrounding
Amiibo
awareness
dead.
That they can build around kids, and then the device is something like, oh, I see my dad has the cool Nintendo thing.
Yeah.
I aspire to get one of those and play it someday.
So I know one of the things that they were going for coming into this is to unify their development structure because they weren't coping well with designing 3DS games and console Wii U games at the same time, and they were both suffering from it.
Let me tell you, as a developer, that is also hard because everything is a nightmare.
But I mean, for Nintendo as a platform holder, the problem is like they literally were at a point where they can't finish fill a calendar of games for one or the other.
Yeah.
Right,
but like, if you take every single game that Nintendo puts out in a year, like, and you combine them and put them
on
one
bad
thing,
schedule.
that's looking much better.
But if this isn't ultimately going to be their portable leg,
then they're
going to
still have that problem.
Right, they'll still have that problem.
Well,
they are going forward.
They do have, like, decent partnerships with other mobile developers. Like, Pokemon Go was outsourced. Like, they don't have to make the...
Mm-hmm. But I don't want to see that replace Nintendo's portable development side.
But,
yeah, and I still bet that, like, the
I don't think
game,
the mobile stuff isn't going to take
that,
up all their time.
In their ideal world, I think this is the replacement device for everything. But then, like,
that'll
be contingent on whether people want it or not.
Or how effective it is, because they're going to need more than 3 hours battery life.
Sure. And so here's the thing. As weird as this sounds, although it makes total sense when I, like, thought about it and say it out loud... A kind of big contingent to whether that thing can be, like, portable in the way that I think they would want it to be is, like, what the port is on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it just takes a standard USB mini or micro or whatever, like, that's a world of difference than if it's another, like, arbitrary, like, here's just a different jack that, like, you get one adapter and, like, this is how you have to plug it in.
Wasn't the gamepad and, like, the Pro Controllers... That new one, or
so the gamepad uses its own port, but the Pro Controllers are just mini USB cables.
Okay, I knew one
of
them.
The controllers charge
over
just a normal USB connection.
I couldn't
remember. One of them is easy to deal with.
That's right, but the gamepad has its own port.
I knew one of them was different.
Because I mean, that would be like you could plug it into any of the million.
Charger.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Any of the million phone chargers with any of the million USB cables you have lying around. You can use, like, all those battery solutions that take USB, like, if you want to really extend your life that way. Just, like, chuck one of those in your bag with this thing, and then, like, you can double your playtime on one of those high-capacity batteries. Like, that makes a world of difference. I really hope that they go that route.
So, since assuming the dock isn't supposed to be portable, how do you play this thing when you leave the dock, essentially? You go away from it.
Games are on SD cards.
So it plays the entire thing? Because the pad doesn't have hardware, right?
The pad is everything.
The dock is nothing.
The dock is basically like the gamepad cradle with HDMI built in. All it does is charge it and let you pass video signal to a television.
Okay. Right. Incidentally, it forces you to pass video signal. You cannot have it on a TV and on the tablet.
Sure. And in fact, it's kind of built that way because you can't even see the screen.
It's probably
better off not having to render both of those at once. That was a problem that the Wii U definitely had with the gamepad.
For sure.
Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that work. That is the biggest reason they built it that way. So, like, that way you wouldn't even have to second guess it. Like, oh, of course it's not going to do video on both because the screen is covered when I put it in. Mm-hmm.
And it seems to turn off. That's what it looked like. Like, it just shuts down its display and just shows it on the TV. Mm-hmm.
I also really hope that transition is as snappy as it looks like in really a trailer. They yank it out and it's just like, all right, it's exactly where it was on the screen now, like on the gamepad screen.
I feel like that's not going to be true, but I would love that.
We'll find out.
Yep.
I bet it won't be, like, terrible. I don't expect that you'll have to, like, hold a button.
Right,
like,
we don't have to reboot the system or anything. Right.
God, I hope not.
Yeah, I would be astonished if it takes manual action. You know, it just might take 3 or 4 seconds as opposed to, like, it just goes. I hope that thing is a regular USB port. I really want to know what it costs. I think $200 is a very competitive price point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think $300 is on, like, the outside of unacceptable.
If it goes a penny over that, they're in trouble.
Yeah, I think even $300 is definitely pushing it.
I mean, look at what, if they remember what happened with the 3DS.
Right.
And just think about that. Look at the other consoles out right now.
And that was my argument, because we were talking, like, we had a group message thing with Brian when they first announced the thing. And he was like...
Taylor.
He was like, I bet that thing probably, like, $400. I'll buy that.
Nope.
And I was like, you're out of your mind.
Right.
Which I said first, and he wouldn't
There's never
believe
been a Nintendo system that was that expensive.
I could buy a PlayStation 4
and
Super
that, and that
or
was, like,
that
my
price.
Argument for why it would, like, it's virtually impossible that they could do that and, like...
Get away
be
with
competitive
it.
With
right.
other...
That's,
that
platforms,
would tank
like,
so hard.
Right now,
unless it was like the strongest system on the market,
which
it won't be.
Yeah.
Right now, you can get an Xbox One or a PS4 with at least one game, regular, just walk into a retailer with no deal for $300 for $299.
We're coming up on Black Friday. I bet there'll be a nice sale.
Yeah, exactly.
$250 and a $50 so
like
credit gift card.
If that thing, if that thing costs more than
and
its console contemporaries and is, you know, less powerful because of the nature of the way it's built, like, that's not going to play.
No.
That's crazy.
I'm curious how less powerful this ultimately ends up being. Because if it's another Wii U situation where you can't really port things from one to the other, they lose all their third party.
And it kind of seems like that might be the case.
Right, then
like,
I'm a little worried.
It is from
you're showcasing Skyrim.
Sure.
Right. But I don't think their goal is to necessarily compete. I think it's just to kind of be...
They need the third-party
support.
You can't have it both ways.
Yeah, that's the thing is I hear that they actually
the other,
have a lot of third-party support.
Well, the other companies like it a lot.
Right.
Because
which they never said about the Wii U.
No.
Yeah. Nobody said that.
No. I don't think it's meant to compete. I think it's meant to be something different.
I don't see other companies designing games entirely for one platform. That's a little too much.
I mean, yeah, that's...
effort for that.
But they're probably going to be smaller stuff. Maybe, like, random, like, just...
If they come out at a smaller price point, then that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
if they're releasing $60 games, Toad's Adventure or
3DS
whatever.
3DS games are what, 40?
Yeah. Regular retail.
So if they're also,
so if
their carts of those size, like, and also, like, a lot of other, like, I mean, other companies are doing a lot of other just smaller, random
that's
things.
Kind of, that's kind of an interesting point. Like, I hadn't considered that, but I would be almost certain that, like, games will retail for, like, 60.
60.
Yeah, 60
that's
feels
what I'm
like
guessing, too.
What's going to happen, but...
I could believe, like, 50.
I guess doing anything in HD is going to cost so much that they're not going to want to sell it for less than that.
Mm-hmm. And in fact, even though the price of flash memory has gone down so much that they can go back to cartridges...
I know.
I bet the cartridges are still more expensive per unit than discs. I can't imagine they could be cheaper than just, like, a mass-produced Blu-ray or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Right, yeah.
We shall see.
So even taking the physical part into account, like, I can't imagine them coming down
from
16.
I mean, maybe people just do more digital stuff. Like,
well, sure, but they charge the same price for digital games, too. Like, you don't get a discount usually.
I mean, if they just do digital and not physical. Mm-hmm. Like, people do a lot more cheaper. I'm just saying, like, there's things that could incentivize people to make games for this.
We'll see.
I wonder how much, because there's weird, like, chipset stuff and operating system stuff with how much data you can access from, like, SD cards. Mm-hmm. I wonder what the top end will be on that thing. Like, what's the largest SD card I could put in it? Because I think you can get up to 1 terabyte now if you're willing spend some money.
Yeah, I just heard that's a thing now. You have 1 terabyte SD cards.
And they're expensive. They're like a couple hundred bucks, but like they'll go down
in 2 years. They won't.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, that just blows the crap out of my mind.
Right?
So bananas.
You need a computer the size of Rhode Island a couple of years ago to pull that off.
Now a couple of
decades ago.
Sure.
Less than,
I mean,
like,
yeah. Yeah, you go back to the 90s, it's like, I had a 12 megabyte hard drive.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, boy.
About my 4 megs of memory expansion.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, like, there's a bunch of ifs that are kind of, like...
Which we won't know until...
Yeah, any of them definitely take the wind out of this thing, but on the face of it, like, with the product that they look like they're trying to pitch, and, like, if it comes out at a reasonable price, like, I think it's a good move. Like, execution will be everything. Like, they have to do all of these things basically
correctly.
The
devil's always in the details.
Yeah.
But
like, the concept doesn't seem flawed fundamentally in any way. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, there were definitely, like, parts of the Wii U rollout
warning
signs. This thing's confusing. Like, it's not, like, people aren't sure how it works or, like, who it's for.
Right. Or even the Wii, it had that for a lot of people, even though it sold exceptionally well. Yeah.
Is anyone else slightly concerned about the March release? Because I feel like there hasn't been a successful March console release ever.
I think it'll be fine. Like, the 3DS technically came out in March.
And it did horrible for the first 6 months.
Yeah, sure. I was saying, I'm trying to think
that
back.
That was on the price point.
I think other handheld stuff they've done did that too. Like, I'm pretty sure the Game Boy Advance came out, like, springish, and that did just fine. Like, I don't think the date was the part where the 3DS was a disaster. Nah. Like Lorraine said, I think it was just over price. Like, they made it cost too much.
It was what, like, $250?
It was very expensive.
Like,
yeah.
I bought one anyway.
So did
I did too.
I bought one off eBay. It was great. the ambassador came right after that.
Right.
Yeah.
So I got one for $150 and then got all the ambassador games.
I still looked out.
Yeah, I bet timing wise that'll be fine. Especially because they'll do the they'll have the benefit of, you know, we know that there are X number of like Nintendo diehards that are like people are just gonna buy it and be excited about it anyway.
Yeah.
So even if the only people they touch are like the converted, and then those people go out to preach and hopefully convert people that are on the fence, like, that'll be good enough for, like, a spring release, like, to
having
get them through
Zelda
the summer.
Come
and
if it is actually
launching with fucking Breath of the Wild, which everyone is losing their mind about...
Which it
like,
will.
And
or else.
You want to tank the whole thing.
Yeah, that might be the biggest failure if they somehow put that thing out without Zelda.
Man.
After saying multiple times that it will.
And then if
like,
you think
that
about
would be something.
Since, I mean, the Wii U install base is... large-ish, but it's not anything... Well, no, I'm just saying people would probably want to buy it and play it on the NX or Switch as opposed to the Wii.
I wonder if they'll stagger the releases again like they did with Twilight Princess just to kind of trick people into buying the Switch.
That'd be funny.
Maybe.
They should.
Right.
They want to get as far away from the Wii U as possible, I think.
It might not be so bad because who bought a Wii U, really?
13 million people.
Is it that much?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Over like...
Well, that's how big the video game's gotten. Video game industry has gotten. They sold 13 million of those things, but that's super underwhelming.
Right, that's not that good of a number. Because you compare that to PS4 or Xbox One, and it's...
I'm sure those are in the 50s.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the PS4 has hovered. Like, they'll be past 50, I think, by the end of this holiday season.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's a lot of consoles.
Right. I bet when this whole project started, when they started coming up with it, their original design was have to have Zelda and the Switch out by this holiday season.
Yeah.
And then it didn't hit that. Because you can't really push it off an entire fiscal year again.
That would have been really bad for
sure. Because the release schedule in the meantime is
nothing.
Cobwebs.
Exactly. Yeah. And in fact,
so you just
had
to put it out.
Sure. Even if like there's so much like stock price and accounting stuff involved, when they get it out by March, they can put all those initial sales on the books for this year, which has been super soft. So it'll offset some of like the underperformance of 2016 by like throwing it in before.
At least they'll have a Pokemon.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank God.
This year, my G's. Well, I mean,
and they have Pokemon Go.
Yeah, that definitely.
Yeah, I don't know how much of that ends up on Nintendo's balance sheet.
I heard a quarter of it.
I heard less than that even. But
okay.
That's still
more
a lot.
So obviously to like the Pokemon Company, but that's mm-hmm. something right. of theirs. Like
yeah, right. And again, I don't know how much for the Pokemon Company sheet goes to Nintendo, but
yeah,
sure.
I don't think any.
Probably not.
I was so mad at myself when I looked at Nintendo's stock price history over the past 12 months.
Really?
Because in January of this year, it was hovering at like $15 a share. And it's like 31 now.
Okay.
Wow.
There was a definite...
a lot of that is the Pokemon Go bump.
And I'm surprised it's never came back down. Oh, it did, because it's peak. Like the
yeah, it's peak was like the 45.
Week and a half, yeah,
wow.
The week and a half, it was like in the 40s. Huh. Like when people thought like Nintendo got 100% of that Pokemon Go money.
Right.
Yeah.
And then it lost a good like 25%.
When people realized that that's not how it works.
Yeah. Also, Pokemon Go kind
of
sucks.
But it's still way better off than it was before.
Pokemon I didn't know this was that much.
I mean, it doubled over the course of the year.
It was definitely down because of the...
Well, yeah.
Wii U just
tanking,
being a failure, right?
Mm-hmm.
A critical failure.
Slowly tanking.
For a week, the world thought that Nintendo was going to become like the premier mobile video game producer.
Right.
And they're like, wait, you didn't do anything.
That's not how this works.
Sure. And again, if you're like, the weird thing about video games now is when you talk about raw revenue, Pokemon Go has done like $600 million in business since July. And it's a fucking cell phone game.
And it costs pennies.
Right.
It costs nothing, but it's
not that much design.
I hope Nintendo was forward thinking enough to just have a massive contract to Niantic. Like, you're going to give us this huge percentage of the money you make because you're going to make it because of this contract.
It's real weird.
I want to say that they... didn't.
Right. Yeah. And hopefully they learned from that mistake.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and if anything, the thing I learned about from like some of those details about how that deal would work and how much ultimately Nintendo would work from or would get from that product is that the relationship between Nintendo proper and the Pokemon Company is actually less strict than I thought it was. Mm-hmm. Like they only own actually like 20%.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Or something.
They're like second party, I think, or maybe not.
Like,
they're definitely
like.
Yeah.
It seems to me that if it were just in terms of the people at the Pokemon Company doing literally whatever they wanted to do, that they could technically put out a Pokemon game on any platform, and Nintendo doesn't have the technical like voting rights in terms of like raw investment in the company to tell them otherwise.
I'm surprised that wouldn't
and,
have
like,
been
I,
in their
they
contract.
Don't do that presumably because
or
everybody
is it?
Has good relationships.
Right.
Yeah. Japanese business is different than
that's
like American
true.
Companies. Like
at
loyalty
the same
is a
time,
thing.
Uh-huh. What would they put it out on? Because all of their games are coming out for the DS and the 3DS.
A fucking Xbox One game, like a downloadable. Like I don't know, man. I'm just saying.
Technically.
Have to reinvent the wheel to do that. Uh-huh. I'm not sure anyone in that company is comfortable doing that.
I mean, that's also true.
Years of legacy code.
Right.
But yeah,
stitched
like...
stitched together.
At least on paper, it looks like they're a much more discreet entity than I would have guessed before seeing
some of
those.
Is Nintendo making Mario Go or whatever that's called?
Mario
Run?
Yeah.
Are they're making that themselves? Or did
I'm pretty sure that's an internal product.
Okay.
I'd have to go double check to confirm. But I'm pretty certain that that's like an actual Nintendo internal... like. A team that Miyamoto put together or is overseeing to some extent that is actually making that game.
Huh. What about the Fire Emblem mobile game?
Know. Couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
In fact, we don't even know what those games are.
Right.
So,
right.
We gotta need to know that first.
But not much news yet.
Nope.
But I mean, that's most of the nuts and bolts of the thing, and like I'm tentatively excited.
Right, it's still really early to be making any sort of.
Yeah.
Decisions here.
I'm already pretty confident that I'll be too stupid not to buy it.
Sure. Well, that's the other
spoken
thing.
Like a true Nintendo fan.
I promise you I will purchase one exactly, no matter what.
I managed to wait a little while.
Unless,
all right.
So did
I. If it's more
but
than
because it didn't have a Zelda.
If it's more than $300, I'm not going to buy one.
Yeah,
like,
the price point could still dictate
the
decision.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I seriously doubt it would be.
I bet
like,
they get me.
Nuts.
I'm just going to call this, I bet they get me because of Zelda. It's, I know I'm going to get one eventually, so I might as well get the one, the better version.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Since I assume that's it'll have some advantage over the Wii U version.
Sure. Slightly better graphics.
Portable.
Right.
Yeah.
Portable. That doesn't really speak to me.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
The other thing I've heard, which personally would be kind of a killer app for me, when they put up the giant, like, basically they show that video and then they put out the press release of, like, here's our
all
image that has all the companies that we're involved with, and Atlas is on there.
Yeah.
And if they put a version of Persona 5 on that thing...
Yeah.
I would play. Sold. That's like the perfect portable. Like, uh-huh. I'm gonna boot this up and play a day of school, and then like, put it back in my backpack and go do what I'm gonna do.
I hope they announce school. If they're gonna do that, I hope they get that announcement out before the game releases.
Right? Yeah, exactly. So, twice. So I don't have to buy the PS4 version or whatever. It's like, nope, I'm good. I can definitely
see that happening too, because that game's already gonna come out on the PS3.
Yeah.
So it's definitely gonna be strong.
No way an issue. Yeah. Right. Oh, I love that.
Oh man.
God,
I'm excited.
I hope that's a real thing.
Or they do like the Persona 4 Golden, like an updated, like an uptick version.
Yeah,
but that's still another
years out.
Yeah,
no,
I know. If it's got different content, that's like a 6 month, like that's a holiday game, which is fine. But
we'll
like,
see.
I am both not gonna wait
Fair
6 months to start playing Persona
Fair
5.
Enough. I get it.
Okay,
when's that actually come out? Is it this holiday?
February.
Valentine's Day.
Oh, oh right,
February.
Right. Right,
Persona 5 is for lovers.
Social links.
February 14th. So yeah, we'll see. But I think it's on paper, it is a sound idea. It's just like Lorraine said; it'll be all execution.
Yep.
If things break in their favor and they made the right decisions on some of these things we don't know about.
It'll
I think
be
it'll
be
successful.
Than the Wii U.
Yeah, and it, you know,
Low
if not,
bar.
It might be the same or like slightly underperform even.
Yeah, I was hoping it would be better than the Wii U in terms of its processing power. Like, not significantly, but maybe closer to a PS4 than a Wii U.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't sound like
it,
that's going to be the case.
I'm
it is
sure,
stronger than the Wii U. It is stronger than the Wii U, but
yeah,
like
I'm pretty
marginally.
Sure it's going to be exactly like, I think, like a Wii U 1.5.
Right.
Like,
right.
It'll be ever so slightly more powerful.
Just to expand the joke, it'll be a Wii U taped to a GameCube.
That's right. Yep. It'll be a GameCube.
We
it'll
took
be a weird...
the N64 and bolted a disk drive to the bottom.
Or a 3DS Wii U fusion.
That's right. Yeah, it'll be a Wii U with
four screens.
With a 3DS soldered to the back of it.
There it is. So a lot of the games that they not necessarily announced but are rumored to come out are like not new games, but just enhanced ports, they're calling them, of older games, like
sure.
Splatoon.
Right, yeah,
because
they showed
Smash Brothers,
yeah, they showed that Splatoon thing with like
Mario
the weird
Kart.
Esports section.
Yeah.
So weird.
On the trailer.
I get that section, but it was
they
weird.
Have a high opinion of Splatoon and its players.
Splatoon players
Although
really
actually,
like playing that game.
It totally doesn't matter, but like that is kind of, like technically an okay use case for the portable dockable thing.
Yeah.
Like where you could take all your settings and whatever
yeah.
and just like
right.
put it on your screen.
You don't
like,
need to come lug your
well,
console
same with,
around.
Same with like Smash Brothers
yeah.
too.
Mm-hmm. Like anyone's gonna play Smash Brothers without a GameCube controller.
Fair mm-hmm. enough. I feel you.
But like that's been an actual
I was gonna ask that.
I assume that isn't going to port over. Although it runs off USB, so maybe the
yeah.
adapter will work.
Well, so here's the thing though, with like most of those tablets and stuff, like you can do stuff like that in weird hacks.
Mm-hmm.
Like they sell like Windows PC tablets that basically have a single micro USB port, and you can in most cases use that as either a data port or a charging port, but not both at once.
Right.
And then it becomes this weird daisy chain of like, all right, I put an adapter in, and then I got to attach a dongle to that, so I can have multiple USB ports on this device that technically
right.
has none.
Have you seen the picture of them getting the charging port to make the headphones on the iPhone 7?
No.
It's basically that.
Yeah, if anything,
some Sega Genesis
if anything,
shit.
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if they just put out a wireless GameCube controller. Just like, well, let's make you buy one more thing.
Input lag.
I'd rather that than nothing at all.
Input lag, or are you gonna just use the nubs? Which would you rather have?
I don't know. I mean, I'm
the
not
answer.
So,
not
if,
play
if
Smash 4 competitively.
If you wanted to really go out there with like crazy things that they could do, they could put out like multiple dock SKUs for that thing.
Yeah.
Like, all right, this
yeah.
one's got four GameCube ports on it, so
I
sure.
doubt that'll happen. But
sick.
I mean, the most likely thing to me would be that it would just be compatible with the adapter, or just not at all.
I bet not at all. I bet they won't even think about
yeah.
it, but we'll see.
Or they have adapters for the base, and you can just like click it in the bottom, and it's like, here are GameCube controllers.
All things are possible.
I think it's finally time to have a separation with the GameCube controller.
But I love
honest.
It.
It's a good controller, but it's been a while.
Yeah,
it's been 15 years.
I love it, though.
It's time to move on.
Never.
That thing's gonna be going to senior prom soon, or it's time to let go.
I'll take it to senior prom. I'll go with you, GameCube controller.
But if they are really invested in having esports and stuff like that be a thing, they're not gonna stand for wireless controllers.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
Shrug.
Time will tell.
People are gonna be lugging their Wii U's around like the Smash the Melee players carry around CRTs.
Oh man. It'll be a thing.
insane.
Yeah, I'm excited. Like, tentatively excited. I think it has a lot of potential, and then once we know more about the details of it, we'll find out for sure. But
that was the interesting thing to me, is that they didn't really announce any games for it.
Sure, yeah.
Like, the Mario things, for all anyone knows, is a tech demo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that may or may not actually be a real product.
Mm-hmm.
It looks nice. A little 10 seconds of, like, jumping around.
Right, there's a triple jump. Game. It's been a long time since I've been able to triple jump in a Mario.
Mm-hmm.
Galaxy 2. I think.
It's a good game.
Is there a triple jump in Galaxy 2?
I think so. I couldn't say for certain. I feel like there was, too.
I should know this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's going to do it for us for now and for the Switch for the moment. Because they also said that, like, it doesn't look like there's going to be more information on that until calendar 2017.
Yeah.
Really?
Damn.
So,
at least no specs, no games, is what they have said.
And, like, what else is there?
Yeah.
Right?
I'd assume at this point they don't even want to talk about that until the holiday season's over.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on your 3DS and Wii U.
I'm saying, they got those lying around, like, as many out of the warehouse as we can.
Right.
Yeah.
Before we move on to the latest greatest.
The only other tidbit of news I do want to add, just because we've been kind of maybe following this, The Last Guardian has gone gold.
Oh, shit.
So it might actually be coming out, guys.
So there's, like, a manufacturing error. Like, that game's all the discs mysteriously burst into flames on the trucks before we shipped them to retailers.
They're all actually just Shadow of Colossus.
That rack of hard drives in the Sony network infrastructure just, like,
we lost the game.
Vanished into a void.
Yep. God, that'd be so funny. All of the devs, like, PCs just get wiped or something.
Act of God.
Literally.
EMP pulse knocks out The Last Guardian source code. Oh, boy.
I didn't read too much of the article. I just saw the headline. I was like, shit. This might
I'm glad you mentioned that. I had heard that.
Yeah. Well,
I'll believe it when it's physically in my hands. Or at least I see it. I don't know if I'm even going to get the key.
I was never invested like other people are.
On a shelf.
Yeah.
I've just been entertained
with this horrible
It's a funny
odyssey.
Story.
It's been great.
It's the Chicago Cubs of video games.
Or just another Duke Nukem Forever. Yay!
Because he had to wait forever to get it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was, like, at least 10 years.
It was pretty hellish development.
That one lady. There was that one lady, that 101-year-old Cubs fan, was like, finally!
I thought you were going to talk about the guy that pre-ordered Duke Nukem 10 years before it came out.
But I do remember seeing that, like...
I hadn't actually heard of it.
Yeah, he had his, like, receipt from, like... It was missing in the system that, like...
Right,
retailer that turned... The Focal Land or whatever he pre-ordered from turned into, like... It was an excellent, funny little story.
That's funny. I hadn't heard that one.
Screw the Cubs. Go Indians.
Go Indians.
Dream killer.
The curse must live.
What a turn of opinion.
You'll be sated by their delicious, delicious tears. Mm-hmm. I have no dog in this fight. I have no opinion, but...
Are you fighting dogs?
I like it when people who are beaten down get the thing that they want eventually. So.
Any other year, I would have agreed with you.
They've been taking lumps for a while.
It's been 7 years since the Indians have won a championship.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if they really had their shit together, they would have done it last year when Back to the Future was a thing.
Right, they missed their chance.
Motherfuckers.
What a shame it would be if they won the next year.
Uh-huh. Taunt you even more.
Assholes.
The funny thing about that to me is when that came out in 1980, whatever.
Sure.
They played the Miami somethings for the title. At the time, Miami didn't even have a team. But the team came out later,
uh-huh.
And even had the wrong name. They were Florida for a while, the Florida Marlins.
Oh, okay.
But a few years ago, they changed the name to the Miami Marlins.
That's good.
But they're both in the National League, so they couldn't play in the World Series.
Boo.
Sorry.
Funny.
They never had a chance.
Tragic.
Indeed.
Hooray for throwaway
Also, the
jokes.
Timing on it was wrong. It was
when the game might have taken place,
right,
or whatever.
The Back to the Future 2 happened too early for the World
Series.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Could have shifted. You don't know.
That's right.
You don't know what future sports are like.
They should have shortened the season by
future
now.
Sports.
That's right, yeah. They assumed
162 games.
They assumed that MLB finally would have played, like, less games this season.
Right.
74 home and away.
Yeah.
It's a lot of games.
Jesus.
Man. I mean, I get that they're, like, different physical sports, but, like, don't NFL teams play, like, 12?
16.
What's the number? 16. But, like, still.
Yeah.
And they die doing it.
Right. Exactly.
That's a little different.
Yeah.
get concussed.
Basketball and hockey players take a lot of wear and tear and still play like 80 games a season.
We'll close on this just because it blew my mind a little bit when somebody ran it by me, but I heard like the libertarian, I'm going to call it the libertarian viewpoint on fixing football injuries, which pitched to me as they should just go back to leather helmets because if every hit will kill you, maybe they'll hit less hard. And I was like, I was without words. I just couldn't respond.
There are real studies that show that modern helmets are actually worse than not wearing helmets in a lot of cases.
Man.
It depends on what type of hit you take.
Because it's too hard against the rubber?
I don't know.
Huh. Mm.
But something about it, it doesn't allow the impact to happen in an
It's too unnatural?
Yeah.
Well, then I take it all back. Let's do it.
I never heard that. That's interesting.
Yeah. I haven't read the article, so I don't know enough about it. I've read that more than once.
For some reason, Donald Trump got asked a question or was talking about NFL players who'd been concussed and were suing the league or whatever. And he basically just told them to stop being such crybabies.
I mean, that's his answer to everything.
I know, but man, that's certainly offensive.
Yeah.
And doesn't even rank
in the
offensive
things.
It's like
the same thing he said to those veterans about PTSD.
Right, it's
and
basically
stuff.
Just suck it up.
Yeah.
Dumb idiot.
The world
stop having brain damage.
And be sad sometimes. We're almost done. God, this election's almost over. Just a couple more weeks and then
we can start filming the movie.
That's right.
All day of the
one. Towels. The HBO original.
No, the
Donald
Trump
as himself.
The Trump TV original.
Oh, no.
Yes, I want to see the movie of this election from the viewpoint of Donald Trump. That would be amazing.
Could be like that Hardcore Henry. Like, it'll be a first-person Donald Trump film.
The Odyssey.
There's a good Netflix documentary about Mitt Romney and the 2012 election.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically follows his viewpoint from it. It's really interesting, but the thing about that to me is on election day, or maybe the day after, he loses the election, gives his concession speech, and he just goes home.
Mm-hmm.
And they just have him sitting there by himself, no one around.
Yeah. I should watch
that
again.
Very jarring.
I did watch that, and it was like, it was a very weird thing to see.
Yeah.
Because like, you still see you know, parts where you may or may not agree with his politics.
Mm-hmm.
I probably disagree more than, like, plenty of other people might. But that documentary humanized him more than, like, all 6 months or whatever he spent on
the campaign
trail.
That's what I was going to say.
Like,
right.
It really portrayed a dude who, like, he was so much more, like, stodgy and starch and, like, unrelatable while he was campaigning than, like, that showed. And, like, you would think that he might be more guarded because, like, that's literally behind the scenes. But I don't know. It's just a really weird...
Right.
Like, I guess... like people are different.
I can't remember the name of the.
I think it was Romney. Yeah, it was Mitt. That was a good thing.
Yeah.
Like, just in a void, you should check it out. That was all right. But
I'll give him more bonus points because 4 or 5 months ago, he goes on TV and gives a very public speech about what an awful candidate Donald Trump is.
Yeah.
Points.
The world is crazy.
The night is dark and filled with terrors.
Uh huh. I think that's gonna do it. Be on the lookout for the Switch. We'll be bringing updates as we learn more about that thing. But again, like, excited but cautious.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens.
Next time we'll probably be talking about holiday releases.
We sure will be.
For this year.
Yeah.
And
we'll
how
be
good Pokemon
we'll be,
Sun and Moon are.
Yeah, we'll be talking
or
about
bad.
The rest of the video
or
games.
Not
we,
quite.
When
we'll
we come back.
If we keep with the schedule. Almost.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, with that.
It'll be the week of the release.
Hong Kong. We will see you off for now and catch you in a couple weeks with more fantastic video game conversation.
Bye.